Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, Nathan For You continues its new season on Comedy Central. Nathan Fielder, the comedian who brought you Dumb Starbucks and Pig Saves Goat, is back with more outlandish ideas to help real small businesses. This is his most ambitious season yet. You gotta see it to believe it. Nathan For You airs on Comedy Central Thursdays at 10, 9 Central, or anytime on the Comedy Central app. Everybody, we're here with an oldie and a newbie. We've got Jacob Siroff and John Gambris, everybody. Let's hear it for both of them. It's kind of a small crew today, not a lot of people hanging out. It's just a chill situation here in this basement. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
That's John, Johnny Gabs, I like to call him. What do you call yourself, a comedic actor, improviser?
I call myself a comedian, but the second someone asks any follow-up about stand-up, I immediately backpedal.
Right.
That's how I do college gigs because I need the money. I couldn't do a solid 10 anywhere, but...
But you do college gigs?
Yeah.
With less than 10?
Yeah, I could do 45 at a college. You could just talk to them about anything.
You just ask them, what do you guys want to talk about? Yeah.
You just ask someone their major and just shit on them for 15 minutes. You get three majors. You get yourself 5 G's and get
out
of
there. That's 45 minutes.
Yeah. You're a comedian.
I wish I could get three majors in 45 minutes. Save a lot of time and money. Jacob and I just got back from, we did the shows in Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio. And that was super fun.
The chili on spaghetti.
And the last time you were on this show, you were on the live show at Largo.
Yeah, I kind of watched the show more than did.
And
the
he
show.
Was just sort of there, getting high and watching the other four people. Who was the motorboat on that one?
It was Greg Krupps and Matt Besser were there.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't call him motor, but just adept at improv.
Yeah, and I don't know why I called him motorboat.
who had the biggest faces?
Yeah. motor mouth. Is what I meant to say.
I was about 3 days into smoking weed again after about a three-year break, so I was in full noob mode.
Right. Yeah. It was the Jack Black syndrome.
You had grown your hymen back.
Call it around here.
But
the Jack Black syndrome.
Yeah, because he had quietly quit, and then when he came on the show, he like grabbed one of these pens and just took a massive rip off of it. Like, this can't. What could this do to me? And spent the rest of the show just kind of spinning in his chair. Just being a general mess. It wasn't good for the marijuana movement. It wasn't good for, I'm sure, ticket sales for Goosebumps this weekend were down. No, it was number one.
Help.
No, we bought tickets, we saw it, and it was number one at the box office, $23 million. Which isn't a huge weekend, but also Goosebumps, Halloween type material, so it can play through the whole.
It's got another couple of strong weeks. Yeah.
It's got legs, John. And it knows
all
how to use them.
R.L. Stein heads out there are going to go nuts for it.
Yeah. I've been having my cough has been pretty active lately. And also, I've been having really itchy allergy eyes. So I might wear the shades for the whole show. We'll see.
Baller.
Yeah. Gabe is looking at me disapprovingly. Or
you're
I just can't really
to not
see
balling.
Him. Yeah.
I might wear my sunglasses and use this walking stick the whole time.
Yeah. Do you guys have preferences between sativa and indica?
I like sativa under the auspices that I'm going to work and do things for the rest of the day.
I like indica because I don't believe in that, and I think it's just stronger.
I set the alarm for 2:19 a.m. Stupid. Oh, no.
Well, I'm going to change it to 220. And of course, that means it's 420 somewhere.
Ding, 420 somewhere.
Dallas, Texas, of course, Chicago, you know, all the places in the central time zone. Kingston, Jamaica, Lima, Peru. And then in the AM, Bangkok and Jakarta. Celebrating 420.
I'm blazing for Jakarta. I'm playing for them. I'm playing for all you Jakartans at home.
The sativa that we put, there it is, the sativa we put in most of the pipes is AK-47, which I don't necessarily approve of, like, dragging guns into the marijuana situation.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to get medicine that's named AK-47.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot myself up with this sativa. And then the indica is called gelato, which that's a much cuter name for, theoretically, a much heavier weed. Jacob and I were having a discussion this weekend about, the sativa and indica thing. Like, you know, there's a lot of people out there think it's kind of a myth.
I feel like it's all your headspace going into the session. Oh. For me, like, if I'm feeling tired and, like, I just want to lay on the couch, that'll happen. If I feel
You smoke a sativa,
yeah,
you could still get couch lock
just
from that. But we got to hit something real quick here, because it is
420.
It's 220.
Where's the indica, though?
Here in Pacific. The indica is still in the this. You have to load something with it.
Are these all sativas?
All these are loaded with sativa.
It. All right, I'll do this.
Why, are you just going to take an indica just to prove your point that it doesn't matter?
This has dice in it and money and cards, so I'll do that. I'm a gambler.
I just like indica.
Oh, and there's
no card?
It's
like the taste of it better.
Perfect.
I think it's stronger.
I liked it. You just went straight for the Gandalf.
It was the only
only unloaded one? Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah, this one's unloaded still, but...
Oh.
Good start.
It's a great start. Got a cough to get off, bro.
You do, right?
Yeah, dog. I'm so bad at this.
What's your high history, John? Like, what's the first time?
I have a very weird marijuana history. I smoked weed in high school from like 15 to 18, and then stopped smoking weed because I thought I was going to become an FBI agent. And I heard you couldn't have done drugs more than a certain amount of times. So I didn't smoke weed again until I was like 24.
A certain amount of times?
Like, someone said, like, you have to take a lie detector and say, have you done narcotics more than 7 times in your life or something like that, is what I was told. And then when I went away to college, I decided not to be a FBI agent, but all my roommates were such annoying stoners that I was like, I can't smoke weed with these dudes, and I just never did again until I graduated. I didn't smoke weed in college, is my long story short, which is like,
that's
I missed out on the
best. You're supposed to do it.
Exactly.
But I guess, you know, it helps you... Maybe helps you to concentrate better, especially in class. I know if I was getting high and had to sit through lectures, that it might be fun. It might make it more fun sometimes, but other times I just get frustrated that I'm high and listening to something boring.
I can retroactively say I'm pretty glad I didn't start until I was 24. You know, now I've been smoking for 10 years, but
well, I've been smoking a long time, and I didn't start until I was 28.
Roaches that are 10 years old.
You didn't start until 28.
And what is it with you and the pet roaches? That's such a weird thing. Do they really live that long? How long do roaches live?
I'm a big Creepshow fan.
You loved Joe's apartment. Is that Jerry O'Connell?
I just dated myself. I went Creepshow, you went Joe's apartment.
I'm the MTV generation.
Those are the two big cockroach movies, I'd say, of all time. They're the most cockroachy movies that were ever made.
Unless you tell Scarface, because he says...
He says it, cockroach.
Yeah, kind of instantly puts it in the cockroach movie pantheon.
All right, top 5 favorite cockroach movies, go.
Ding! Creepshow, ding. Joe's apartment. I don't know if I've ever sat through all of Joe's apartment.
I don't think I just remember the trailer for some reason.
I remember just being an MTV movie, and that was a big deal.
Yeah.
They had the astronaut guy in front of them.
Yeah, I remember thinking that. That was like when you first saw the little slate for a WWE movie. And you were like, whoa, this doesn't, like, the same way I saw, like, no way. The Marine is by W. Vince signs off on this?
Jacob, what's the weirdest... place you've ever smoked, or I should say maybe riskiest?
In the butt.
Yeah, right? that old classic. Yeah.
If you blow out your mouth hard enough, your ass sucks air in. It's a little known fact.
Well, I mean, my high school was across the street from the police station in San Francisco, and we'd all smoke weed there. So I guess
that's pretty risky.
I mean, it's risky enough just to smoke in your high school.
Well, yeah, we'd smoke on campus. You know, at the football field or something. But there was literally across the street was a police station, and it was a rough high school. So we had a police paddy wagon that would circle our school all day long with Officer Stockwell, the lesbian police officer who hated weed. So that was right away.
You guys,
my danger smoking out of the way early.
You guys obviously stay in hotels a lot.
Also, I smoked in Iraq once.
Whoa.
Did you?
No.
That was a good one.
I was there for my friend's bachelor party, and we just smoked weed in Fallujah. That's not even in Iraq, I don't think. How do you feel about smoking grass in hotel rooms?
I try not. I mean, I've been pinched a few times for the smoking fee because they charge you like you smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, it's like
the smell is going to stay, but it doesn't. It's different. The vapor pens really help because it's just a different fragrance and it just doesn't leave the.
Yeah, that's been the saving grace of. But do you have like a hotel?
I recently gave up. I did for years. It was like the thing with airplanes. For years, I would do it in hotel bathrooms or just blow it out the window. And just probably in the last year or two, I started just going outside to do it.
Yeah.
Does and also, sometimes you have a real window that opens. That's
right.
Very helpful.
Saves it.
And then other times, I'll do the search for, I'll find the hotel that's where I'm going that has balconies.
Oh, yeah, that's the.
And once you're out
clutch.
On the balcony, they'll still have signs that say don't even smoke on the balcony, but at
least
you'll
still get like frowny faces from neighbors and shit, but at least. I have a distinct memory of me and someone, I'll just leave them out in case they have a real job now, but like blowing weed smoke into a toilet and flushing it in like an Atlantic City bathroom because we were like trying to do anything we could to not get pay
that
the
works.
Fee, yeah.
So yeah, like, I don't think that does work.
No, yeah. We're like, blast the hot water to make steam and then exhale the weed into the toilet.
Why
and we'll
just
flush
step
it.
Outside and smell
like,
and so
at that
hard
point, yeah,
outside?
At that point, we should have just went somewhere else and smoked.
It'd have to be one of those toilets that's like on an airplane or a boat or something that's just very suctiony.
Yeah, exactly. Because
then you could just blow it in there and get it going.
Right.
But just blowing it at the water that's spinning in the bowl, I don't even know if the smoke would even get any. It would just sit there in the bowl.
Depends how cold the water.
Later on, I took a shit in said bathroom. My brother went in after me. He's like, there's no way the weed smoke is getting pulled down the toilet based on what you left in the toilet. He's like, if you flushed and that's what's still in the bowl, dude, then we're fucked on the weed front.
Because the weed is sticky.
No, I'm going to have to ask you guys to watch your language. This is a children's show. I also want to ask all the viewers to subscribe and like and all of that stuff. You know, if you haven't subscribed, just click
for fuck's
on
sake,
subscribe.
People.
You don't ever have to watch it again. We won't bug you too much, I don't think.
And this feels indulgent. Oh, sorry. This feels indulgent to just switch to another pipe, but it feels like it feels very kingly.
And believe me, with the crew and not to mention me and Gabe, they all get cleared after the show. Nothing goes to waste.
Use the whole buffalo.
Yeah, if we had the excess, we'd send it to some sort of charity.
There's kids in Africa who aren't even getting high, Jonathan.
What's that impression of?
That's my mother telling me. That's a very inside baseball reference to the Gabris family.
It is Gabris.
It is Gabris. Did you call me Gabris?
I did.
That's fine. That's the phonetic.
And then I shortened it to Johnny Gabs.
But that makes sense.
But it's Johnny Gabes.
Johnny Gabes. Yeah.
Johnny Gabes.
Or Jay Gabes.
Jay Gabes is here, you guys.
Or Gabe Bruce is what a lot of. Unfortunate. Well, my last name is Gay Briss, and I lived with that in like the night. I say this a lot, but I had a social studies teacher and football coach who called me Gay Boy all through eighth grade.
Really?
Like on the field, in class. That would be so illegal now. Just call a kid Gay Boy.
Yeah,
I just decided to be a comedic actor.
Yeah, see, I've only seen your name written down. I've never heard someone say it out loud, so I had no idea, and I completely fucked it up. And I also wanted to go up to you beforehand and say, but you just feel dumb going,
right.
Is it pronounced?
Right, especially like it's, I 100% understand. I would have done the exact same thing. I said Hermione until I saw the Harry Potter movies. and you just only read a word.
Yeah, no,
I was like, it's not Daenerys Targaryen?
Yeah,
whoops.
I've got a few of those, I think, where I just
at least you read.
said the names wrong.
And then you hear someone else say it out loud and you're not even positive who they're talking about.
I called him Ron Weasley. It made no sense. Why would I do
called
that?
Him Ron Weasley.
You can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show, which is particularly fun when we're hitting pipes at the same time and nobody's talking.
At least nobody eats on this podcast.
No, it's true.
Listening to people eat.
I do have a food podcast too, though. And
yeah, I jerk off to that one.
I do it high, of course. But we don't smoke during the show.
The way the smoke is sitting on the table is pretty wild. This is the most cliche stoner thing I can say, but do you see how? Do you see this?
You just put it, this is a Lebowski pipe, you just put it in there and finger one end and suck the other, as they say in the adult trade.
No, my kids say that too. That's not just for grown-ups.
How old are your kids now?
11-ish and 5.
11-ish?
Yeah, well, about to, almost
between
11,
10 and 14.
Almost 11 and definitely 5. Confirmed 5.
And what, you have an 11-year-old kid?
I do.
Jesus Christ.
What are you going to say to them when their friends point out that you do this on the internet? Or have they done that already?
I guess this is getting into dangerous CPS territory, I guess. But I smoke in front of my kids. I don't really...
Child Protective Services?
Yeah, I think that's
nice.
What it's
nice. Had to think about that one. I don't know, a lot of people sit around talking about, the old CPS.
It's getting some serious CVS territory, but I actually have to stop and pick up a prescription.
Wait, you
gotta
stop at the CVS? Yeah.
The CPS took my children from me because I left them at CVS.
They know I smoke. I don't try to hide the fact that I smoke from them.
But you just say it's an adult thing, and they could try it someday if they want.
Well, I would, yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Just kind of give it the same alcohol.
I would drink a beer in front of them. I don't think it's I think it's not worse than that.
Dude, no, it is not.
So, but people drink beer in front of their kids. I don't blow it in their faces. But
I drove past a couple
try to hide it.
Smoking cigarettes in their car. With two kids in car seats in the back seats. The windows were rolled down, so it's not like...
Smoking cigarettes or weed?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, that's
little, that's like some European
shit,
right?
That's
bad,
though. No, but weed's not so bad because the kids go right to sleep when you get home.
I only hotbox the car if it's indica because I want these kids to go to bed.
Yeah, I just think...
Sativa, they're up all night cleaning stuff.
They're up all night pitching me bullshit movie ideas.
It's they get a little hysterical about the parents, shouldn't smoke weed, if their kids are around, I think, because it doesn't make you completely unable to handle situations. Mm. But at the same time, it's probably a good time to lay back a little bit, and not...
Yeah,
You've been high around your kids.
I've been high around everybody that I've ever known.
Yeah.
And they know me very well. So of course they're going to be around me. It's not like I get high to deal with them.
Yet.
Right.
It makes them more fun.
Wait
and trippy. Like before a movie, like, these kids are going to be trippy.
You're going to need it when they get to that age where they're just, the only things they ever say to you is how much they hate you.
Yeah.
When you scream, I hate you, and slam a door.
When you ruin their life by telling them they can't go on an overnight boat trip, and their life there at that point, they assume it's over.
It sounds like a specific story.
No, it's not nothing. I'm not dealing with anything, but I could have gotten late on that boat trip.
We do this thing every week where we announce which states in the country had the highest per capita viewership of this program, the last episode. And fucking Washington, D.C. wins it every time.
Why is that?
Really?
Yeah, they're really into it there. 15th win, fourth time in a row. And Oregon was super close to winning it. They only needed 38 more people to beat D.C. So Oregon, this episode, when it hits the archives, just get as
that's
many people.
That's two more old-timey baseball teams or whatever weird-ass sports they play there in Oregon.
Yeah, whatever weird-ass sports.
That's just two more teams. All you
don't
need
you
is...
have, like, some sort of voodoo donut toss? Isn't that one of your sports?
They have the pump-your-own gas Olympics, I think, is a big thing.
Oh, Jersey and Oregon need to have competitions. Which state has the better people that
what's that cricket
pump their own gas?
What's the cricket
high line?
No, the cricket game where Australia plays the UK. It's like a big deal. They should have that.
Just pumping gas.
It's such a big deal. None of us know what it's called.
It's cricket. Somebody knows.
Some big cricket game.
The lead, the something.
The super cricket
match.
The
super,
the cricket bowl.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys. I wanted to do a pot quiz.
The ashes.
What?
The Ashes. That's what it's called.
What's it called? The cricket game is called The Ashes?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. All right. So that was the theme that came in announcing the thing I didn't finish saying, that it's we'll do the quiz right after these messages. So that's what we call a tease.
What makes absorption so attractive is that people know the song, but they don't know what we're gonna do with it.
Whoa, black wedding, bam-a-lam, I said the bride is black, bam-a-lam, and the groom is black, bam-a-lam, whoa, black wedding, bam-a-lam, whoa, black wedding, bam-a-lam.
Absorption is a super group of the best wedding band musicians of all time.
Certainly in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area.
Yes.
And I'm here. I'm here for all time. All alone. Not allowed to play. I guess some of us were not meant to have fun. How I wish I was a little boy that could have fun with all the other normal little boys and girls.
All right, we're here with Johnny Gabes and Jake Siroff. Jacob Siroff, S-I-R-O-F on Twitter. And John Gabris is J-O-N, which is so popular these days. John
yeah.
Stewart, John Hamm, they're all
it's the J-O-Ns. We're the three big.
The three big. Yeah. Top three J-O-N Johns.
Yeah, John Barenthal from Walking Dead is right after me.
He is showing up in everything and killing it. He's a great character actor, that guy. I've seen him play Nice Dudes and Mean Dudes equally well.
What's the most recent movie he was just in?
He's in that one.
Did your parents decide that? Or
he's
that
in, the one with the Diary of a Teenage Girl. He's the hip teacher in that.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of.
But he was just also in something that I just saw.
He's a Sicario. That's what I'm thinking.
Sicario, of course.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. And he was great in
that. Say no more about Sicario, which I might not have pronounced Sicario if I'd only read it. Yeah. I would have thought it was Sicario. 1,605 viewers are looking at us live right now.
Ooh.
And are hanging, they're on pins and needles waiting, hanging on tenterhooks, as they said a really long time ago.
Like the movie The Cell? They're just like hooked up to
yeah.
the hooks?
They're just hooked up there.
Dangling from body piercings.
This pot quiz hop shot. We know the highest percentage of people watching the program by state in different demographics, so I want you guys to each guess which state you think we had the most viewers watching the show from that were 65 or older. Ooh. Senior citizens watching this show on YouTube. Was this easy to track because it was like two or three people? It's a guy. It's one guy. And it's just his kids put it on. They just put it in front of him.
It's
and
a community.
They're trying to convince him weed's not bad.
It's a shared computer at like a nursing home and they're all fucking like mega stoners.
I don't mean to insult the ones that are watching, the senior citizens. I'm on my way to becoming one. And I'll still be into weed when it happens, probably, maybe.
My guess is New Hampshire.
Well, you picked one of the states, so.
It's a 2%
good job
shot.
On that. That's interesting you say that. Why, you just think it's very liberal Jewy in there,
like old,
around
like
there?
Like older hippie Jewy.
Yeah. I mean, that's where Bernie Sanders is from, yes?
Yeah.
There you go.
Bernie Sanders is who I'm guessing who's the guy.
Our friend of the show, James Adomian, who sings the pop quiz hotshot theme song. Hot quiz hop shot. He does a great Bernie Sanders. He's been doing lots of places.
I share a birthday with James Adomian.
Oh, there you go.
I add to this conversation.
I share a birthday with Carson Daly.
All right. Enough stony facts, you guys.
But he does an amazing Bernie Sanders.
Didn't want the whole
Sanders
show to go by without mentioning Carson.
I can't remember what I was going to say if you keep saying other things. Larry David shows up on SNL, really nails the Bernie Sanders thing. So now there's a celebrity doing Bernie Sanders. So James Adomian went from, if you're saying top two Bernie Sanders impersonators, he was number one, and now he's unfortunately number two.
Yeah, just because of lack of...
Just because Larry David already looks and sounds like him, they didn't have to do much to him.
They were saying Bernie Sanders sounded like Larry when he came out.
Yeah, that's already been said.
No one was saying he sounds like Adomian when he started performing.
Do you guys think that Larry David's going to show up now every week on SNL until the election?
I don't think we've seen the last of it. I don't know if it'll be every week.
But when he's not there, they can't not have Bernie Sanders in those sketches.
Is it going to be Pete Davidson one day a week, and then the next week it's Larry David?
I would love to see Pete Davidson play it. Pete Davidson got
master character actor.
Pete Davidson got to be in the Brian Fellows sketch.
I'm so jealous.
With
Tracy,
our friend Tracy, or not our friend, but
my personal close.
I love Tracy Morgan. He's so funny, and I didn't see the whole show, but what I saw was great to see him on there. What's your guess, Jacob?
I'm going to Arizona.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a strong guess.
Another too. Just cool old people.
There's a lot of old people there, and I went Florida and Arizona with. I think of the kind of two retirement states, and Arizona seems like the time zone they'd be.
Speaking of retiring, you guys, we've stopped smoking. We have to continue smoking. The message board is lit up with people saying, are they just going to sit there and talk?
I tuned in to watch people bullshit while they smoke, not just bullshit.
Yeah, this is echo bullshit on this not smoking bullshit. The answer, my friends.
That's like having your own action figure.
Is blowing in the wind. It's New York.
New York.
Old Jews.
I was closer by geography. Older, people who haven't, who are still think they're 25, right?
Yeah.
You can meet a lot of 65-year-old dudes who are, shirtless every weekend at the beach and shit like that.
It's very interesting, too, that of the top five with the 65-year-olds and older watching... It's all states that don't have full-blown legalization or even medical, but they're close. It's Florida's number two, Illinois is three, Pennsylvania's four, and Ohio's five.
It's probably because they hate weed. It's like that thing with Chris Cooper and American Beauty with the gay, they're probably watching with
you
weed.
You think senior citizens are watching the show out of anger?
Yes.
Here's a question.
Angry, weed-hating senior citizens.
Is it weird for us to associate, to correlate pot use, because I imagine there's a lot of 65-year-old potheads who don't even haven't looked at a computer at all, period.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Yeah, who just I don't think Willie Nelson tunes into anyone's web show. I mean, but if he were to watch one, I would guess it would be this.
Yeah, or maybe, maybe they're watching with the family. I don't know. I don't know what's going on
with
these.
With the family.
These statistics, they just hand them to me, and I just have
or it's
to,
an, or
have
it's
to
an
trust
accident.
That they're real.
With old people, there's always a chance it's an accident.
Every night, my family gathers around the laptop, and we watch Getting Dug with High before we have dinner as a family.
So this pipe that's very hard to clear and also very hard to keep clean, we're just sick of it around here. No, it's a great pipe, so I signed it, and we're auctioning it off currently. The auction ends this Thursday at 11:55 a.m. 11:55 a.m. where, though? Pacific time. That's when the auction ends. But you have to go to bit.ly. We'll put it on the screen, bit.ly.com/GDWHT. Oh, no, ha. GDWH Typhoon, which is the T-Y-P-H-O-O-N. And the current bid, it's up to $411 for this.
So from John, our friends at it, Chameleon.
Oh, shit.
Chameleon Glass. How much do they go for on Chameleon Glass's site? Do we know? Probably 50, 60. I guess. It's just a guess. Not facts. We're not dealing with facts. All right, I got to hit something else here.
Are you just trying to do the math on how much your signature's worth?
No, I think they're really buying it more because it's just been sitting on this table for a while. and they could just say to their friends, look, I have that thing.
I have Doug's typhoon.
And we could smoke out of it and watch the show. I mean, the guy spending $411, I hope it's not scraping it together. I hope against the guy's like, oh, $411, that'll be fine. You know, no big deal. When the Gandalf goes on sale, I'm going to get that for $500.
I kind of want to pack the Gandalf just to hit this thing.
Yeah, please
do.
Like,
just for stunt.
You want a sativa or indica in there?
That's indica in there now.
Oh, yeah, just finish it off if it's already got something in there.
Yeah, I'll do that. Jesus Christ.
Italian ices.
This is oddly, I feel proper. I feel like I'm about to play a bagpipe.
No, it really makes you speak. It makes you more eloquent. It fixes your elocution. And it gets you ready for this
next. It works. It also works.
This next thing, John, since you're new to the show.
All right.
We'll have you go first, although I don't think, you don't ever watch the show, do you, Jacob?
No. I don't watch anything.
I wasn't trying to, yeah, exactly. Well, I've seen you watch stuff, but it's usually you have to swipe left after you look at it for a few seconds. I like to introduce everybody on the show to this little guy. He is a lighter. You have to twist his arm, not that one, to make a flame come out of the top of his head, so it's probably not a good idea for children. This guy. But I just wanted to just hold that for a second, John, and what do you think of that?
It's pretty awesome. It's rather heavy.
Right?
It's surprisingly heavy.
That's really Jesus Christ. That's unfair to children. It looks so much like a toy.
I saw how many people work in this office for you.
Here, Jacob, what do you think of this llama?
I'm glad it made it. There was a girl that tried to steal this llama.
Oh, that's right. You've already touched the llama. Yeah, the llama was given to me by someone at the meet and greet after
Cincinnati
show, late show. We were in the bar next door, McLeavy's Pub, and a lady gave this to me, and I was like, what? I mean, it's all right, I guess, but why me? And she goes, well, you can have it on the show with the heavy monkey and give it to people and ask them, what do you think of that? How does that feel to you? What word would you use to describe that thing?
Ooh, I would use soft.
There's another word that you'd use, though.
Hairy?
No.
Tiny?
I think we might have picked a hard word to get people to say.
For the record, I said they'd say soft.
Did you?
I said, yeah.
But is soft llama, is that fun? Hashtag soft llama?
It's very soft.
I don't know, that's not bad.
Plushy llama?
We'll see next week which one they say. I was trying to get you to say fuzzy. If you'd said fuzzy, I would have blown the air horn again.
Oh, fuck. And so did I want the air horn to blow off again?
I don't know. I don't know. This time I felt a little bad because I realized, sometimes the guests aren't looking when I blow the air horn. So they have no idea. Yeah. At least if you see it, your mind starts to go, oh, shit, air horn. And starts to kind of prepare for like the air horn noise is about to happen.
Imagine you had a friend that whose thing was when you got stoned with him, he liked to like play with an air horn. That'd be like the worst thing to hang out with.
This is like a really shitty thing. Like,
you guys gotta go smoke with Doug. It's mad funny. He just pulls out an air horn, blows it in your face like halfway through.
Yeah,
you
it's really
the fuck out. You think
from the day this show was conceived, I was like, they're gonna have to watch a magic trick. I just got just evil about like shit. I'm gonna do to people while they're high.
I'm gonna show them like strobe lights and techno music at the same time.
Oh, let's get on that.
I would bug the fuck
out. Let's make that happen. Let's just suddenly, all the lights go out and there's like an alarm, and then that alarm slowly turns into a Drake song. So pick, you guys pick. Tweet at me either hashtag fuzzy llama or hashtag soft llama. And then moving forward, people will have two challenges, heavy monkey and soft llama.
And what are those two?
You can
challenges?
Hang out down here, llama. Llama actually stands when you put him on his feet. He had a rough day today. He was in a suitcase for a long time with a deck of cards that has marijuana leaves on it.
Well, last time I hung out with him, we were also really high, so I kept thinking it was a dog peripherally.
It was hanging out of my pocket all night long, like I was one of those ladies that has a dog all the time. That guy was Paris Hilton.
It's hard not to touch that one.
Isn't that soft?
I think I just read something recently that Paris Hilton is like a fan of ham radio. She like has a ham radio license, and she makes her own radios. Yo,
that's not true. Let's just start saying
she got arrested because somebody thought one of her radios was a bomb.
Do you want something over here?
Oh, look at this guy. We haven't done this yet. This is a fun. This is like something out of what's he? What is he?
Rangoon.
A lizard. Rangoon.
Yeah, he's like a lizard.
Crab Rangoon.
But we were talking about a specific lizard last time. But anyway, you put the weed in his stomach, and then you suck his tail, and then the carb is like looks like he's got a bullet wound in the side. It's like an urban lizard.
That's a weird design because you can't leave a half
bowl. You cannot.
You got to clear every bowl.
Yeah, so that might be a fun one for us for Stallone and use because then we'll finish it right now.
Let's get it back down.
We'll do all the proper etiquette.
One time I was really drunk and tried to light a bowl, but I had put my mouth on the carb for some reason. I wasn't really paying attention. I had my mouth on the carb and my finger over the mouthpiece, and I lit my mustache on fire because my mouth was always...
We've all... Mine was when I was trying to light a joint on the stove. I lit my facial hair on fire.
As you said that, I flashed like three different times when I needed to pay just a touch more attention. Like last night, I smoke joints on the toilet a lot. That's like a smoking habit of mine.
Thank you.
Because it's a room I could smoke in without like bothering my wife too much.
My wife.
And then when I'm in there, I got the squatty potty, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll get on there.
What's a squatty potty?
Well, one of those little footstool things that puts you in like more of a squatting position. And it's supposed to make you shit easier, and it really does. So sometimes I'll just put my legs up there.
Is that the brand name, the squatty potty?
Yeah, the squatty potty.
So you're on the squatty potty.
And I like, you start smoking.
Taking hits of the J.
Yeah. And I go to light like the roach at the end just to get the last bit. And I just was not looking like the length. And I just touched the fire directly to my lips.
I'm kind of a roach snob because I'm tired of catching my face on fire or lighting my, you know, burning my fingers.
I've managed to avoid injury my whole career.
I'm like, hey, let's smoke some of this other weed over here.
Yeah, it's like.
Instead of continuing to.
It's an embarrassment.
You used to be in a position where you could run out.
Right.
And
now you can go to a store and pick it out by like.
But even
flavors.
Just financially, you know, I used to have a guy who would come and, you know, I would definitely smoke every last inch of that weed because you got to buy another bag for.
The color of the nugs coming out of my bowls now are way greener than they ever. Like, I would smoke in like a bowl until it was like I was hitting charcoal. Mm. And now I'll be like, let's fill it up with fresh stuff. Like, because it's, you just have the money and. The options.
Still, yeah, well, people are into, they want to know more of this personal stuff, John. Ben underscore PM Adams wants to know, does John use any product in that amazing beer?
There's just like bear chasers that watch your show. Just sitting there.
No,
like,
it's just a guy who admires your beard. That's okay, isn't it?
I shampoo and condition the beard a couple days a week. And I have a little beard controller beard oil that I'll slap in there every once in a while. Just to tame, to get it like from, I don't want it to go like full payus. So I just like
put there a brand name?
I think it's called Billy
beard
Jealousy.
Oil.
Billy Jealousy beard cream is the shit.
Beard
I
cream. That doesn't sound good at
beard
all.
Beard cream.
Yeah, or you could always whip up a batch of your own beard cream. Bear chasers online are like, fuck.
Beard cream.
Hashtag.
I didn't mind beard. I didn't mind that we were using the word beard a lot, but you throw cream.
I know
on
those
there.
Are two words that shouldn't go together.
I'm not big on the word cream ever because it's like, you know, the cream is curdled or.
Yeah. You prefer a creme?
Cream your jeans is an expression I never enjoy.
So you like creme?
Yes, very, very much. Very much so. We're all, gosh, this
okay,
time's been going by so fast. We got to do some pot topics.
You're saying time has been passing at a weird rate for us?
I don't imagine why.
I mean, pretty typical, I guess. I think I'm always at some point talking about how fast it went by.
You could tell me that it's 7 p.m. or 2 p.m. right now.
It's the fastest hour-long show that's 45 minutes. That's why it's 45 minutes.
The most complicated tagline.
People are like, that was a fast hour. That felt more like 45
minutes. But to be
honest,
it was a pretty long half hour.
Yeah, kind of, it was a stretched out
half. I'm not going to lie, it was a fast hour, but for me, it was a long half hour.
I'm gonna let you guys pick between. I'm gonna just read the topics, and you pick which one you think sounds the most interesting. And we'll roll some of these others over to another show because we gotta keep moving here. Organ transplants, Australian law, Croatia, or Dallas?
I'll let you choose.
Organ transplants.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
Well, that was number one. It already has a word in it. I don't know. I'm not sure how to pronounce, but I'm going to give it a go. A new study published in the Journal of Leukocyte Biology. Seems
yeah.
right? Leukocyte?
Yeah.
Leukocyte Biology by University of South Carolina researchers shows that THC may help lengthen the time it takes for incompatible organs transplanted into patients to be rejected.
So
what?
Just,
what? So if it's incompatible,
was I supposed to be paying attention?
If it's incompatible, it shouldn't be inside you. It'll take
you
longer for you. Have you buys you more
yeah,
time?
Yeah, it buys you a little more
if
time
you smoke
on that.
Weed.
I'm having to get a
so
new,
you're
a
saying
third organ.
We let you take longer to discover if something foreign is
yeah,
inside
like,
of you.
Oh, this is. I'm either gonna die or get a third organ.
This is gonna be a terrific movie where a guy just like he's out of weed and he has to be constantly smoking weed to keep his organ from being rejected.
Yeah, it's like a reverse crank.
I mean, this sounds like a very specific thing, but...
But I'll take
that
it.
That they did a study
yeah,
and they published it.
And what are the real advantages of buying? How much time do you buy?
I don't know, but they did the tests on mice.
Well, good. I'm going to need to scream that in my mom's face this holiday season when she catches me smoking at the house.
Oh, there's never...
I'm lengthening the period of time in which organs can last in my body that I'm rejecting.
There's no end to the good news. All those other stories were all probably good news of things that's happening in different places. In Dallas, it's a march, so maybe I should mention it in case it's coming up soon. And they weren't. It already happened. Close to 1,000 people marched in Dallas on Saturday in support of sensible marijuana policy.
And only one guy got a video of it. It's a JFK joke.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Now I like what you said.
The best jokes need an explanation immediately after them. I think.
But at least you noticed the huge reaction once you explained it.
We will be right back with more of Gateway Drug Whatever, Hoss.
If you had to switch places with the lead character in one movie, Jenny, what movie or who would that person be?
If you want to know what my immediate reaction in my head was, the T-Rex from Jurassic Park. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
That's a part you would like to play. You know how much time that T-Rex had to spend just standing in front of green screens?
Yeah.
That poor dinosaur.
The poor dinosaur.
Can you make the T-Rex noise?
That one.
We're here with John Gabris, Jacob Siroff, and somebody on Twitter named Emily the High says, my dad taught me everything about weed when I was 25, from smoking in hotel rooms to J-rolling. Do you have a marijuana mentor?
Aww.
I probably have 1,000 of them. Like, I'm always running into somebody that teaches me something new about it or... Dan Gabriel taught me to make an apple pipe, which I do at hotels all across the country and the world.
Yeah, you're very adept at that.
I like that. And
I can't roll a joint still.
Me neither.
Wow.
It's embarrassing.
Yes. Yeah,
it's something it's my New Year's resolution. 2016, I will
so
learn
easy.
To roll a joint.
Well, 1,664 people heard you make that pledge, John, so you're going to have to stick to it. The bidding on the Typhoon Hong Kong Foony is going wild. We'll put the address up there again, but the auction ends Thursday at 11:55. Somebody has recently bid $421. So they skipped right over the joke bid of $420. And bit.ly.com/GDWH Typhoon. Boom. Our web store is now going through Billoby.com, but you can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Mugs, t-shirts, blue cards. You guys mind signing some blue cards for humanity?
I would love to.
Hi, humanity,
no,
I meant.
No, thank you.
You don't have to. bit.ly/DougMerch. Plugs, you guys have plugs. Jacob is going to be this Wednesday night, two nights from now. He's performing at The Wood in San Diego. Sweet Home San Diego. And then New Year's Eve, you're going to be at Cobb's in San Francisco. I've got some news about Cobb's in San Francisco that I'll be revealing soon. I'm very excited about. And John Gabris has a podcast himself called High and Mighty.
Yes.
High and Mighty. And what do you do on there? Is it similar to this? Is it getting high and acting almighty?
Some episodes are that, but yeah, it's just I talk about things I have in common with friends of mine, but that are all over the place. Like episode about Renaissance fairs, but also an episode about blood sport. So it kind of just goes deep on different topics.
But you're high during it?
Yeah, but not that's not like a premise of the podcast. I just happen to also be high while I do it, yeah.
Yeah, but it's called, you put high right there in the title.
Yeah, just high and mighty just sort of describes me, at least my
your
ideal
attitude?
Self. Yeah, my attitude. I'm high, I'm mighty, like I'm stoned, I'm rather strong, but also I'm a cocksucker about everything.
I hear you.
The show's called I'm Stoned. It's not about weed.
I'm in Denver this weekend, and I have shows coming up in Tampa, Austin, Houston, the aforementioned San Diego, Raleigh, Portland, Oregon, and more. DougLovesMovies.com is where you can go to figure all that stuff out. And it's time for you guys to watch a magic trick. It's game time.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, good.
Jacob, pick a card for me.
Is this my card?
Yes, it is, right. So far. All right, show it to John, so one of you remembers it at least.
Yep, copy that.
All right, and show it to the camera, I guess. Place it back here. All right, I'm gonna cut it back into the deck. Shuffle the cards. All right, I'm gonna use this top card and we're gonna try and find your card using that card, okay? Hold out your thumb and forefinger. Stick it into the deck just like about halfway wherever you think your card is.
I mean, that looks like my card right there.
Okay, right there, let's see. Is that it?
Nope.
Okay, let's see. Is that it?
Nope.
Okay, damn. I have one more idea. Let's take this one.
Yep. That was it. That was it. Holy shit.
The one card turned into the other card.
Yeah.
You definitely got to put that in your ads.
That was good.
That was it.
By the way,
holy
that was
shit.
A good job, Gabe.
Johnny Gabes.
That was delightful.
That was a Gabe on Gabe magic.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah, it was a good
Adam.
One.
Gabe on Gabe crime.
Somebody from in Cincinnati also, I think, gave me a deck of playing cards that a lot of the symbols on the cards are. Pot leaves.
Yeah, it makes it kind of difficult to determine what suit you pull, actually.
Did he just use those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I was going to say, I didn't notice that those were those cards, but I was going to say that he's going to use them. So he'll do a trick sometime on the show with your cards. You just did. anything else you guys want to add before we get going? Do you have stuff you have to do today? Because you're probably...
I have to watch
might
the...
be a bit incapacitated.
Yeah, I'm going to have I have to watch the Giants. So that's this
oh,
is.
Oh, so does Jacob. You know why?
Is he from Philadelphia?
No.
Star Wars trailer.
The new Star Wars trailer's playing during the football game tonight.
Superstone, get really drunk, throw the kids in the car, drive around watching the Star Wars trailer all night, and nobody call CPS, please. But call CVS, tell them we're coming, we're going to buy a lot of soda and some Star Wars toys.
And I'll be bringing the TPS reports. Office Space. Sweet.
Your kids like soda?
All over.
Yeah, what kids don't like soda?
I guess.
It's so delicious.
Pour Dr. Pepper down
so
my kids' throats.
It's so bad for you, but it's so delicious.
It's terrible.
We didn't really have soda in my house growing up. We weren't allowed. But they just, because my mom said it was expensive. We just drank milk and like weird juice.
Can you hit this as we go out?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, shit. Along with my face drowning in the middle of it.
All the stuff with your business.
Yeah, this is so weird. The fact that you made all of it is the creepiest part.
Yeah, I gotta get back to the
kiln.
Get back to the lab and make some more pipes that we can't sell on eBay because eBay's dicks. Our next show is gonna be this Friday. We're gonna come right back at you. Two shows this week, Friday, October 23rd, 12:15 Pacific time. So it'll be 4:20 in Halifax, Nova Scotia. If I'm not mistaken. thanks for watching. Thanks again to my guests, John and Jake.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
And we'll see you on Friday.